This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/ The Mark Cox Show.
All right, we've complained many times over the years, at least I have, over having to go get your car inspected before you can go get your plates renewed. It's just so irritating because very few cars ever fail these emissions tests, but you have to go pay the fee anyway. The people providing the service usually lose money on the deal, probably, because it's a state-mandated fee. How can we stop that? I don't know. Jason Law's got some ideas. He's former mayor out in Lake St. Louis. He's running for St. Charles County Executive. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to talk to you again. I saw your press release on this and the fact that you're going to try to get a petition drive started to maybe at least exclude St. Charles County from this silliness if we can't get it statewide.
You know, I think the drive will be to get it done statewide. I mean, it cost our taxpayers an extra $115 million each and every year. And Congressman now Bob Onder actually had legislation passed, but it was vetoed by Mr. Parsons because the Biden EPA was going to hold back funding for roads. So, less than 2% of these vehicles actually fail. And technology's advanced. And there's no need for it anymore.
Well, it's true.
It's something that we're going to work hard to get done.
Every car that's on the road today, even the ones that are 15 or 20 years old, I mean, my truck is 10 years old now. It's a diesel, and it's so emissions efficient that it basically puts steam out the back end of the truck, right? I mean, they've throttled those things down so much, it's ridiculous. Even cars that are 10 or 15 years old have very high quality emission systems on them. So to your point that only 2% of the cars that go through this fail, how many, what are the numbers on that? Do you know? I mean, how many people have to get these tests done every year versus how many fail?
So there's about 750,000 cars that go through this per year, which is it's a lot of cars.
Yeah.
And 2% after 2010, after cars being built in 2010 after, that number actually goes down to about 1%. And then half of those failures are because of gas caps being tightened.
Jason, I have a question from one of our listeners for you. This is Bindi King. She's saying Franklin County got rid of emissions testing, but then added a tax to gas price. So what would happen in St. Charles County, for example, if that were to happen?
So actually, Franklin County is not a part of the four counties that has to get this done per the EPA. So if we eliminated this, there would be no tax. This is just an undue burden amongst our taxpayers. It's a silly old regulation. And with Trump in office, this is and him getting rid of regulations, this is a great time to bring this up again.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody has asked Lee Zeldin about this. And because, you know, some of this stuff they do through like administrative fiat, this threatening to fine a state if they didn't do this or didn't do that. I mean, some of that is administrative. I wonder if there's been anybody has approached Lee Zeldin about how his EPA would react to something like this.
You know, I think that's a fantastic question that hopefully we can, once we get this petition going, we're going to include Congressman Bob Bonder to help us. And we're going to, Nick Shore wants to be a part of this, Senator Nick Shore, to try to get something done again through the state, through the legislative process, and bring all these things together and then have Congressman Bob Bonder and Congresswoman Ann Wagner present this to the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And while you're at it, let's eliminate the personal property tax, too.
Please.
What do you think?
that would be fantastic. And in Lake St. Louis, we don't have a personal property tax.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you still have to. You mean the city doesn't
not
levy,
in addition to the
they
state?
Don't levy a personal property tax, right?
Yeah,
as part of what you pay.
The city of Lake St. Louis does not levy a personal property tax,
right.
And we cut taxes by 46%.
So you'd still have to pay that personal property tax to the state. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and to local fire departments or whoever else benefits from it.
That really adds up. I'm stunned every year. I'm just irritated when I see how much we owe.
Yeah, Jason. Before I run out of time here, tell people what's made you decide to run for county executive out in St. Charles County.
You know, I'm running for St. Charles County executive because the conservative principles, executive leadership, and I have that, and I have a proven track record of cutting personal or property tax by 46% and then cutting crime by nearly 45% over the last 4 years, becoming a top 10 safest city in the state of Missouri. And I'm going to bring that executive leadership to St. Charles County and make sure that we stay safe.
And speaking of safety, I mean, maybe people don't realize that you are a law enforcement officer yourself. What role does that play in it?
It plays a big role. I'm a lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department, and I manage 1,300 employees on a daily basis and protect the citizens of 400,000. And then we assist with the other 550,000 residents in St. Louis County. So I understand the leadership principles needed to run a large county, and I look forward to this campaign and getting our message out, and it's really resonating with our listeners.
Well, Jason Law, we appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with this petition to get rid of this emissions testing. I'll happily sign it for you if you've got one circulating.
We'll get it to you, sir. I appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Take care. Jason Law, candidate there for the St. Charles County executive. And well, what a relief that would be. I remember we used to have to go to those. We did get rid of this. Remember we used to go to those testing stations and they would run your tires on those rollers and all that stuff and rev the engine up really high.
Mm-hmm.
And they were damaging cars and transmissions and all kinds of problems across the state, and they were finally able to get rid of that. That was a more expensive process that you had to go through, but they kept some portion of it. It's just ridiculous. It's just such a small percentage of cars ever fail that because there are very few clunkers on the road these days.
It's, the wait is always so long.
Right. Yeah, and the clunkers were usually excluded from it. If a car was over so many years old, they didn't even have to get a test. Just didn't make any sense at all. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Bob Bonder on the Big Beautiful Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.